Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Wow, that was horrible. Wait, let me start that over again.
Can always edit it out.
Okay. Ready? I meant to do something more fun. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the TechCast, everybody. This is Optimus, joined by the illustrious, the amazing, the extravagant, the running tag council for second year in a row, Fenrir765. What's up, Fen?
Hey, you know, it is May the 4th, and may it be with you as well. I'm pretty sure we've avoided all DMCA takedowns up until this point, so... You know,
that was original Optimus vocal tunage, original, heavily based on some music by John Williams.
Can we get it cut on or pressed onto some vinyl for us? You know,
no, I'm still hoping that Mr. Enemy Zero can pop us out some music that we can use.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, we'll get there, and maybe I'll get some new tools, and you know, we can play live stuff, like live cut-ins on the show. But yeah, we are at it again, guys. We're doing it live on this TagCast stage. It's just me and Hop right now, so hopefully we get some visitors as we plug away with the recording of this episode. But we are the AdultGamer.com community podcast. We are a community of gamers that just happen to be adults, and we don't have much time for many things in life, but we do play video games still. So if that sounds like you, come join us at theadultgamer.com and pop in our Discord and just, you know, make yourself at home and just burrow on in, and you know, it's a good place. We like to do fun things. So anyways, Hop, you know, what's going on with you, man? Like, what's your week been like? It's been a week since we've recorded.
It's been good. You know, things in the country have turned a corner for the better. People are getting vaccinated and feeling safe, and more people are out there. It just feels like I can't say normal, and I don't want to say new normal because I think that sounds lame, but I think we're turning a page on this whole pandemic thing, and we're moving into another phase of a better, more optimistic life living, and people are out and about, and it's nice to see that again. So it's pretty cool. I'm digging it. I'm busy again, and that's good, because for a while I thought I was gonna have to get a job like doing webcam girl footage or something, but not as a webcam girl.
Optimus only fans. Yeah. you had some things going on, that's for sure, but I'm glad things are picking back up. But you know, I'm gonna pick up on something you put down for a second. You know, the new normal word. You know, kind of sounds lame. Like I would like to go a day without hearing the word unprecedented.
Oh yeah.
My God, like it'd be great. But enough of that. We are the TagCast, and we're here to talk about video games. So Hop, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Yeah.
Let's see. Black Ops Cold War still. Borderlands 3. I got my Zane up to 65. I just need to optimize. He's pretty rad already. I just need to look for some more specific gear. That's been pretty fun. I was listening to... There's a podcast on the Ruminations Radio Network called The Rumination Gaming, and they did an episode where they geeked out all on Metal Gear Solid. And that reminded me that I really enjoyed those games, and it's been a long time. So I picked up the Metal Gear Solid HD collection on Xbox One. It was an Xbox One or an Xbox 360 game. It's backwards compatible. It's basically the Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 from the PlayStation 2, but running a lot nicer, 60 frames a second, 4K upscan. I've been having fun playing that. It's it's kind of interesting to play that now. The controls suck pretty bad on MGS2, especially. MGS3 is a little more friendly because you have camera control. But subject matter, I dig that stuff, and it's been kind of fun playing a single player game, although it's really clunky and dated feeling compared to something like Assassin's Creed Origins. It just felt so smooth and effortless as far as stealth went. But the story's fun, and I like the setting, especially Metal Gear Solid 3, because it's set in the Cold War. It's similar to Black Ops, where it's in that era where there was a bunch of weird shit going on, and it's a fun time for storytelling. What have you been playing, Finn?
You know, like, it's only been a week, so I've got my Black Ops Cold War in a few times here and there, and Second Extinction dropped on Game Pass. I guess it's in early access, and it's been on Steam or something for a while too. But it's the, like, dinosaurs have come back to kill us all, and they have all sorts of powers and special abilities now. So there's only a handful of humans left, and we have to stop the dinosaurs from taking over. So it's like Turok on, like, ultra rage mode type stuff. You get a squad of three people, kind of get a little bit of Left 4 Dead, where you have some missions where you have a start point, and then you have to work your way through a few things and then extract. Or you can do it like a free roam and just run around and destroy things. But that game is effing hard on solo. Like, you have to have a squad, I feel like, to really get any enjoyment out of it. So, played with Kick, and Anthem and Sith were in the party, and we were chatting for a while. But I like to get back and play with the squad again. And then continuing down my Hollow Knight path. Loving it. Loving the style. Loving the Dark Souls Metroidvania style. Doesn't really tell you what to do or where to go, and you just have to figure it out. And the map is kind of confusing as hell to use at times, but I'm really liking it. The bosses are hard and challenging, so when you've, but it's still like that Dark Souls thing where when you die, you like, okay, I see what I did wrong, so I just need to do this next time, right? So I love that kind of mantra in a game where you can figure out what you did wrong and you don't feel like, you know, the game's cheating you in a way, right? So hopefully I'll beat that sometime soon and move on to the next one, right?
Yeah, I tried Second Extinction a couple times, and it's just not for me. Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
I mean, I don't blame you at all. Like, I don't think it has the legs for me either, but I would like to play a few more times with some people, because the last few times I've played solo, I just...
Yeah, solo's terrible. I'm going to be honest. I'm really picky with games. If they don't hit a certain amount of things right away, like, fuck it, I don't got time for that. Like,
understandable. We are adults after all, right?
Right. I think it's a neat idea. Yeah. I mean, it's like Left 4 Dead with dinosaurs. I was like, oh, this would be pretty cool. And then I played it. I was like, no, it's not for me.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's what we're playing. I hope that people are still chatting in the Discord about what they're doing and, you know, constantly coming up with new games to check out. And May, you know,
there's a ton of games coming out in May.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. So give us the deets, man. What's happening?
Yeah, let's see. Let's start with The Colonists, PlayStation, Xbox One, and Switch, May 4th. Skate City, PS5, Xbox, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Resident Evil Village. This might be amazing. I'm kind of waiting to see my friends that are really into the Resident Evil series. Like, if this is, it's basically Resident Evil 7, if it's going to be the bee's knees. May 7th, that looks cool. This other one, a friend of mine was asking if I checked it out, Hood, Outlaws and Legends, which is a very interesting kind of co-op squad-based hunt. Like, you have to form up with a squad, and you have to steal this item, and the other team can take you out and steal it back. It kind of reminds me of when Splinter Cell had the Mercs versus Spies mode. It's a very different kind of PvP versus PvE kind of mode. It looks like it could be fun, but it also looks like the kind of game where if you don't have a solid squad that you play with, it's not going to be too fun playing with randoms. It definitely looks like one of those ones where you need those friends that know what they're doing, that know the role, that know the maps to really have fun with it. But it looks interesting. It's set in like a Robin Hood-esque time period.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla Wrath of the Druids DLC, that drops on May 13th. Somebody's birthday on May 13th.
Ooh.
Monster Harvest PC, May 13th. Before We Leave PC, May 14th. Famicom Detective Club, The Girl Who Stands Behind, and also The Missing Heir. Those are both on Switch, May 14th. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, fan, May
Oh yeah.
14th. I'm going to wait for sale on that one, but I am interested in it.
I'm so excited.
I was really excited until I heard that
I
the
know.
multiplayer wasn't
I
included. I
know.
was like, God damn it. Subnautica, Switch, May 14th. Subnautica Below Zero. I'm assuming this is like the sequel. PS5, Series X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, also May 14th. Days Gone, PC, May 18th. Showrunner, Switch, May 18th. Aerial Knights Never Yield, PS5, Series X, One, PS4, Switch, PC, May 19th. Elite Dangerous Odyssey hits PC May 19th. Akiba's Tripped, Hellbound and Debriefed, PS4 and Switch May 20th. Knockout City, PS4, Xbox One, Switch and PC May 21st. Miitopia on the Switch May 21st. My son has been playing the crap out of that demo and he loves it. It reminds me of like an old school RPG. We'll see. He bought himself two Switch games recently, so he's out of cash right now. Rust, PS4, Xbox One, May 21st. Biomutant, PS4, Xbox One, PC, May 25th. King of Seas, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, May 25th. And also, reminder, anytime it games as Xbox One, it'll also work on your Series X. It just won't be Series S or X enhanced. Maneater for the Switch, May 25th. That released, like, what? 8 months ago for PS4, PC,
I
and
would say, yeah, it's been like a
Xbox.
year, I feel like
Oh
almost.
yeah, I was gonna say it was shortly after this pandemic started last year. Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remaster. PS4, Switch, PC, May 25th. Earth Defense Force World Brothers PS4, Switch, PC. Huh, no Xbox version this time. Oddworld Collection Switch May 27th. That could be fun. Those games were cool. Idol Masters Starlit Season PS4, PC May 27th. And World's End Club on Switch May 28th. Phew, that was a lot of games. I don't know if this comes out this month, but the Streets of Rage 4 expansion pack, the DLC. Sure, what's the release date for this sucker?
It's kind of unknown, isn't it?
Do they have a date? I just wanted to check real quick because Seth and I were talking about maybe there's still no date. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. I could see them dropping that this month, though. They've been showing the trailers and hyping it up. I could see it dropping in May. Yeah. Other than that, let's get into some news, Finn. What is there's some serious stuff going on in the courtroom, isn't there?
Well, yeah, Apple versus Epic it's live. It's going on. It's kind of wild right now. I was reading this article on IGN.com and they're doing some pretty good coverage of it, but you know, I'm not going to go into all the details of why Apple or Epic is suing Apple, but it has something to do with money. It has everything to do with money, right? It's just Apple's being says that they Fortnite or Epic can't do what they wanted to do, and Fortnite wants to not have to pay Apple money more money or whatever. Anyways, the crazy thing about this is like there's like leaks coming out left and right through this. Apparently, Walmart is going to get into the cloud gaming streaming service.
Oh boy.
Yeah, the there's also just like, you know, the court keeps getting like slowed down because companies are constantly filing claims of like proprietary information, you know, secrecy things to keep from games being like unannounced games to be announced and all this stuff. And like they keep getting all these requests to, and it slows it down, so they can't like display certain evidence because it's proprietary information on formulas or coding or whatever it is. And it's just like, it's just wild that all the stuff keeps happening that, you know, they can talk for like 5 minutes in the public setting and then they have to like turn the cameras off for the next hour and a half because everything's proprietary, right? So it's just, it's crazy. One of the other big things that came out that we all knew Sony didn't want to get into the crossplay, right? They wanted to just keep doing their thing and not play well with everybody. But apparently it was so intense that Sony didn't want to do it that when they finally agreed to it, they pretty much kind of made Epic give them more money when it was disproportionate of players playing on Sony platforms but spending V-Bucks through other platforms. So if somebody like on their iPhone or on their Xbox or computer spent all their V-Bucks on skins and stuff there, but they only played on PlayStation, Sony got more cut or more money in return than the other platforms would get back.
Interesting.
Yeah, so like it's just like stuff like that that just keeps happening. Like, so you know, people are getting on the witness stand and they're like kind of answering questions like with like yes or no's, but not elaborating like they would probably typically do because they don't want to get painted in a even further bad light. So it's just wild. I mean, and this thing is like just starting, so we have 3 more weeks of this. And you know, I've heard a lot of people just say like Apple just has too much money, there's no way that Apple could lose this battle. And you know, I have no idea, I'm not a lawyer, I know nothing about this. I find it kind of interesting that as the IGN article kept saying, they said for industry that is so built on its secrets and their spectacle of release, right, this lawsuit is presenting so many challenges to these companies because Epic is such a huge name right now with their Epic Store and all their partnerships that they've developed, that all these things are in danger of coming out and spoiling the surprise or spoiling their trade secrets and things of that nature. So it's just wild, crazy stuff.
Capitalism.
Yeah. You know, neither of these companies needs really any more money, right? You know?
No.
So, I mean,
and they're definitely not looking out for consumers' best interests in minds here.
Yeah.
None of these companies are. They're all looking how to make the most money and screw everybody over the most.
Well, and like Epic paid Gearbox $140-some million to keep Borderlands 3,
right?
Exclusive. Like, you know, it's just crazy stuff like that. But, you know, moving on, other big news that I've kind of noticed throughout the news cycle over the last week. Last time we talked about how Microsoft and Discord were in talks, and then Microsoft or Discord pulled out. But that was
for Microsoft possibly to buy Discord, acquire Discord.
Straight up own them, right? Well, it comes out that apparently Sony has made a minority stake in the company, and there's some plans to integrate Discord into the PlayStation ecosystem in the next year or so. So it'll be interesting to see how this really plays out over the next year, really. See how Sony integrates it, to see if Sony kind of sets Discord up in a position where they can't integrate with Microsoft or other companies per se outside of PC. You know, so it'll be really interesting to see how this may change Discord, if it does at all, or if it just allows Sony to really kind of get them on their platform. But it's too early to tell. There's not a lot of information, so we'll just kind of have to wait and see on that. Konami pulls out of E3 also. That was, you know, kind of interesting because Konami's in a weird place right now. They have a lot of really great IPs that they're not really doing much with, so
that they're sitting on.
Yeah, but they're making tons of money out in Japan with their, you
With their
know.
pachinko
Yeah,
machines.
so, you know, they're not hurting,
I
right?
could rant for, there's so many Japanese companies that have these amazing catalogs of games that are not doing jack. Konami's one of them. I mean, I was happy we finally got the Castlevania and Contra collections last year. That was a huge step. We need a second. There's a lot more Castlevania games we need. They need to make a second Castlevania collection. But Konami has a ton of great games from their 16-bit catalog that they could make. And then, I mean, we need a completely redone, remastered, modern control version of Metal Gear Solid 1 through 3 on current gen consoles. We need that. That needs to be done.
I mean, they could probably do like the remake treatment, like Resident Evil has been going through
That's
with,
what I mean, like
yeah.
Resident Evil 2 with full modern controls, like Reed, that's what I mean. But they're not doing jack. They're
Yeah.
not doing anything than that, like other than pachinko machines. I mean, Capcom, I think, has done a good job lately. They listen to fans, are doing that stuff. They're coming out with a great arcade collection near the end of May. It's gonna have a ton of their classic games that have never been released on retro collections, like 1944, Giga Wing, all these cool games. That's gonna come out on this amazing retro collection. They've got that new Ghouls and Ghosts that was on Switch, is now gonna hit PS4 and PC. So Capcom's doing a little bit better than Konami, but there's others. Sega could be better with that stuff too.
Well, Capcom did go through that phase for a while where
Oh yeah.
all they were doing was remasters, right? And I think that kind of built their nest egg to be able to do some things like the Resident Evil remake. And we'll see how what they do with some maybe newer IPs or at least this Resident Evil Village and Biohazard or 7. Biohazard was pretty well received, right? But we'll see how Village turns out with the crazy tall lady. So, but speaking of E3, they've announced the host of the digital E3, Greg Miller from Kinda Funny, Jackie Jing, and esports commentator Alex Golden Boy Mendez. So I guess they're doing all the hosting. They're gonna be doing a lot of work over the 4 days from June 12th to June 15th. So it'll be interesting to see what E3 looks like since it is going to be all digital. Let's see
Right.
here.
That's why I was like, wait, Konami's pulling out of an all digital event. Like,
Just sounds like they're not prepared. They tweeted out, said like we
right.
just don't
Be like, we
have,
got nothing.
yeah, we just don't
We
have
got
our
nothing.
stuff ready to show. So, I mean,
We don't have anything to show.
unless they're just like being super, you know, overthinkers, and they're just trying to say like, or not overthinkers, but con artists in a way, maybe is the word I want to look for.
Who knows?
They're like, oh, we want to be at E3, but knowing that they didn't have anything, maybe get stir up some hype and then pull out the last minute. I don't know, like, I
No,
don't.
they got nothing.
They got, yeah, they gotta have something, you'd think, right? You know, maybe some Silent Hill. I don't know. I don't
Nope.
know. Oh, this story is really interesting. Is a game that I really love that came out on the Xbox One, was exclusive to Xbox One, Sunset Overdrive, made by Insomniac, which is now owned
Who's now
completely.
owned by Sony?
Yep. Sony has now trademarked Sunset Overdrive. So that could mean nothing, right? Or it could mean a lot of things. But for the most part, it's just kind of interesting. Microsoft published in.
It's probably for sequels, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure that maybe there's going to be a Sunset Overdrive remake or sequel that's going to be a PS PlayStation exclusive,
Which
right?
would. I mean, yeah, totally. It definitely will be. Unless there's some weird, you know, I don't know, marriage type thing going on, because, you know, I thought Microsoft owned the IP of Sunset Overdrive, but I guess they don't. I mean, I don't know. But it'll just be interesting to see what happens with this. If Sony gets to make a Sunset Overdrive 2, I'll be kind of sad because I really loved the first game. And I probably won't be able to play the second one. So, but, you know, props to Sony for bringing it back, because I do think it's a game that deserves another run. And hopefully if they do make it, and it's successful, and it can keep living on. Here's some interesting things that I thought. It was an interesting statement that I think people are taking it and making headlines that are a bit misleading. But apparently on an earnings call, Activision CEO Bobby Kotick said he would like to make all their franchises like Call of Duty. And that's like the tagline people are running with, right? So initially when I read that, I was like, wait, they want to like turn Warcraft or Diablo into yearly releases? That sounds like a terrible idea, right? And what he meant, what he really meant was Call of Duty has several entry points into the world. They have their free-to-play massive hit like Warzone. They have their yearly
mobile,
their premium releases with the Call of Duty, you know, every year that come from the different studios that people pay $60-$70 for. Then they have their mobile game, and they have like several other like skins and things that kind of monetize the whole thing, right? So that's what he was kind of alluding to. He wants his franchises to be more diverse in the way that they can be accessed by gamers or people. I mean, Diablo is already heading that path, right? They have Diablo 4 in the work. They also have Diablo Immortals, the mobile game. So it's just a matter of time before all this stuff happens and we get, you know, Warcraft on mobile, StarCraft on mobile, or free-to-play. Right. I don't know. They have some huge franchises that are kind of dormant. I mean, StarCraft 2 is pretty much, I mean, it's still widely used, but it's not as...
It's getting up there in age, that's for sure.
So, but also, you know, they also talked about how, you know, Sledgehammer Games is producing the next Call of Duty 21, whatever that's going to be called.
Right, and current rumor is Vanguard, World War II, or possibly Korean War era game. Nobody knows yet. And they did tweet today, Sledgehammer tweeted that said they're working on it and they're going to reveal details soon, which who knows what that means.
I mean, we were told Battlefield news would be coming out soon as well.
Right. It's going to be interesting. I think this past fall, really the only new FPS that came out was Cold War. That was the only new FPS. There was no Battlefield. There was no Battlefront. There was no Halo. There was no Gears. There was no Titanfall. There was only the new Call of Duty as far as big major FPS cross-platform shooter. This fall, we've got rumored Battlefield dropping, Call of Duty by Sledgehammer Games dropping, and Halo Infinite. And who knows, there could be something else that comes out of woodworks.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, there's a lot going on. A lot of news happening, a lot of things dropping, you know, and we're only going to get more and more stories over the next few weeks, especially as we get to the lead up of E3. But, you know, as you can tell, Hop, I mean, you know this, and Sith Warrior knows this now because he is in the audience listening to us. We are recording the show live. We do it on the first and third Tuesdays of any given month. Sometimes we may delay it depending on what's going on, but I will let you know in the Discord if we change it up. But if you want to come listen and chat along with us, send us messages in Discord, or you know, raise your hand. And if you're feeling pretty you know, you got some swag to your walk, maybe you can come up on the stage with us and chat and let us know your thoughts,
or some swag to your talk,
that too, because you know, last time we recorded, Are You Dead came on, and she did a good job with correcting me on some of my mistakes. So it was great. You know, but yeah, come join us.
Speaking of Dead, didn't we just got a brand new set of tag council members, right?
Yeah. You know, we had elections the last couple of weeks, and, you know, we now have a new council, set of council. Are You Dead is now the member coordinator. Heartbreak Ridge is our community admin. And I am on my second tour of duty as the tech admin for council. So,
you know, congratulations, folks. And everybody, if you see them in the Discord, make sure you give them a shout out. And I think this is going to be a great year for Tag Council. Strong presence there.
Yeah, they, you know, I'm just trying to keep the lights on as best I can. But, you know, we have some very excited things happening behind the scenes right now in Tag. And hopefully in the next few weeks, we can make some bigger announcements and,
hell yeah,
you know, bring back some Glory Day-esque activities. But until then, we have some activities that happen quite regularly, and one of those is Thursday nights.
Thursday night game night. Yeah. This I'll just throw out the games of May. May 6th, Halo 5, Xbox only. May 13th, Project Winter. May 20th, Titanfall 2. And May 27th, Halo MCC, which is crossplay with PC. Friday nights, I run a thing called Fight Club. It's been sporadic lately, maybe I can get some people to play again soon. We've been playing a lot of Injustice 2, Mortal Kombat 11, Virtua Fighter 5. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, I watched the movie. It was a lot of fun. It definitely is a fighting game movie. Don't watch this for the plot and or amazing acting. You watch it for the fight scenes. All right, Finn, what's going on in our book club?
Yeah, this month the book club is reading a book selected by Just the Tip, and it is called Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Yeah, you know what? That book has been sitting on my to-read pile, like, for a long time.
You know what? You should read it and go to the book club.
I know.
Add yourself the book club rule and go talk about it when you're done. You got all month, Hop. Make it happen. So, yeah, there's already been some interesting discussions on the last book and some already interesting thoughts presented about this new book. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in the end with everything. And, you know, I hope you guys have some good discussions. It's been nice seeing a little bit more life in that channel lately. So, yeah, let's shift gears a little bit. It is May 4th, or also known as Star Wars Day. And, you know, if you're on social media, I'm sure you are, you know, vomiting at every May the 4th be with you. At this point in time in the evening, but, you know, it's a great time. You know, we got a lot of good stuff happening. Hop and I, before the show, he was, is the word admonish, berating,
what?
Threatening bodily harm because I have not watched Clone Wars or Rebels or, started the Bad Batch like a good Star Wars fan should have done. Yes, I will get to them. I just don't know. I'll talk off the air about why I haven't gotten to the animated stuff yet, but I will get there. But let's talk about some video games in Star Wars. Let's kind of, you know, take a stroll back and really discuss what some of our favorite games with Star Wars and the Star Wars universe.
Any good Star Wars games,
dude. I know, and I'm sure like Sithy in the audience over
here. We
can
probably talk about this for like 3 hours.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure Sithy's foaming at the mouth. He's probably gonna tell me, you know, all of the he has probably 1,000 games he could list off for us in the channel for us. So, oh, he's raising his hand. Let's bring him on.
If Sithy's so inclined, why don't we bring him in to talk about
make it happen?
Star Wars games.
Let's do it.
Let's bring the Sith in.
He's got to accept it though. You know, he's already raised his hand.
Boom. Sith, what's up? Welcome to the show. Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
Loading me in. Hell yeah. We're going to talk about our deep dive. This episode is our favorite Star Wars games, or what Star Wars games blew you, or what did you have the most fun, or just, hell, what Star Wars games have you loved recently? Whatever.
Remember, well, to go back in the past, Star Wars Battlefront 2 was probably like one of my favorites on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played that on my Xbox.
I love the original Battlefront games, yeah.
Yeah, those were awesome.
And then the one game that made me really want to get an Xbox, which wasn't Republic. Halo, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That game was awesome. I thought you were going to say the other Star Wars Republic game that was Xbox only that I loved. And honestly, I've been meaning to do a replay through because it's backwards compatible. And that's Star Wars Republic Commando.
Such a great game. Mm-hmm. Such a great game.
Oh, man, that game blew me away when it came out. I was like, this game is awesome.
It's awesome. And they left it at such a cliffhanger.
Yeah, very and true. We're never going to get a damn sequel.
Never.
Yeah. All right, so you did one, I did one. Fen, what's a Star Wars game? We'll just round robin this and talk about Star Wars games.
You know, I've said it several times, and I will continue to say it. Dark Forces.
The first Dark Forces was fun, mm-hmm. but I was speaking of those games when they did Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten a really nice PC with SLI Voodoo 2s, and dude, Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight, that game was amazing. That was such a huge, amazing, impressive game. It steamrolled the first game. First game was great, but the second game just steamrolled it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it is, Dark Forces has such a special place, Mark, because it's one of the first, real games that I played out beyond. It was my first PC game, I'll say that much, but it was one of the first games that I really couldn't stop playing. And
yeah, it was fun. I loved that game.
And then because of it's really what got me into Star Wars. I was just Star Wars is whatever, but when I played Dark Forces, holy cow, you know, getting on the ships and traveling around, going to the different planets, seeing the different aliens, dealing with the assault droids and all those things. It was crazy. And I really fell in love with the universe because of Dark Forces. And that's why, I'm such a big proponent of Kyle Katarn becoming canon in the new Star Wars universe. They have to figure a way out. They have to get him in there. They have to do it because he's such a cool character. And he has such a great story that I think is just sitting on the table, and I wish that they would do something about it. Now they can't.
I'm sure at some point, because they, you gotta, like I said, you gotta finish watching all Clone Wars and Rebels, and you'll see that Filoni has included as much of that EU that he could, fitting it in where it works in the canon.
Yeah.
In those shows, and even in the new stuff in Bad Batch, I saw one that I was like, oh shit, I can't believe that's in there.
So yeah, I think it'd be great, but I don't know how they can do it, because he has such a unique role that with where they're going, I'd just be curious to see what they do with them. But yeah, so that was one of my favorites. And then just kind of fast forwarding to today's time, today's generation, Fallen Knight. I really, really loved Fallen Knight. The story ends kind of blah, because
I mean Fallen Order.
Fallen Order, yes. Fallen Order, yes.
I was like, Fallen Knight. I never played this one. I was like, no. He means Fallen Order. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
The beer may be kicking in already. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. That game also has FPS boost on Xbox Series consoles, so that's a reason to go back and check that out.
And it's supposedly getting its next gen upgrade sometime soon.
Right, that hasn't even happened yet, right? Yeah, that's great.
But
yeah, I really enjoyed Fallen Order last year. It was a neat fusion of a Metroidvania meets a Dark Souls kind of a thing with the current modern Star Wars timeline. I had a lot of fun with that game. I'd like to see them do one better. And I'm sure if Respawn gets a chance to take that same idea and just improve upon it just a little bit, but don't jump the fucking shark and make me do a bunch of crazy jump puzzles and gauntlet jumps like Doom Eternal. Just stop right there. What were you gonna say, Sid?
I was gonna say that was one of the first games I played on my Series X.
Nice. And was that your first playthrough on Series X?
Yep.
Nice, so, dude.
Look, must have ran like butter. Series X. Yeah, we didn't have the Series X enhancements yet.
No, but it
but you could play at
60. Still runs so much better, because I had just played it on my 1X not too long before the Series X came out, like within the last 6 months or something. So I fired it up just to see it on Series X, and I could just feel the responsiveness, because it just wasn't – it was, the machine wasn't chugging. You know, it was like, oh, I can run this game all day.
And so then I even went in 100% all the achievements on the
Dang.
Did you, was there an achievement for, just curious, was there an achievement for beating it on like, Grandmaster? Grandmaster?
No. Okay. They didn't have any of that.
Okay. Because I beat it on, the second highest difficulty. I almost turned it down, though, in the final fight. But, Sith, is there another game? Or Hop?
So another game. Oh, no. I guess it's not too well known anymore because it was a PC exclusive. Star Wars Empire at War.
I never played that one. Was that the RTS one?
Yeah, it was a real-time strategy one that they came out in 2006 that was based around, I think it was between episode 3 and 4.
Yeah, I remember seeing primarily the previews.
Mm-hmm. So I think that, and I even remember the reviews at that time too, where they just were like, the graphics for that time were pretty good. And the big pushing point was the space battles. And that they even had where you could just press like your space bar and it'll just go into a cinematic view of different angles of ships far back and you just watch the space battle. I think that was like the biggest pushing point that game was just having like a cinematic space battles that you could have.
Yeah, I never played that. I never played any Star Wars strategy. There was one on one much older than that one. I think I might have tried that one, but I don't remember what it was called. It was like from the 90s.
Well, I know they had one that came out that was based when, like, Clone Wars came out. So, but that was going back a while, and it was more of a 2D. But yeah, that's about it for now. If, Hops, you have another game?
One that, this was an arcade only. It was never ported to home. You would find it at the Sega-themed arcades at your local mall, and it was the newer Sega Model 3 arcade Star Wars Trilogy arcade game. It had, for its time, like really awesome graphics. I used to dump a crap load of quarters in that game. It was so much fun. I'm sad that we never got any sort of home port. It only lives in the arcade or possibly via emulation. That was a really fun arcade game. Did you guys ever play that one? Where you had like a lightsaber duels with Darth Vader, and you got to do like Death Star runs, and
you got to ride on Endor on the speeder bike, right?
Yeah,
I missed that one.
I played that at Playdium, and man, that game was hard.
Right. Well, most arcade games are, because they want you to.
Yeah.
They want you to keep dumping quarters in. Yeah.
Could you qualify Beat Saber as a?
I mean, it doesn't have the Star Wars license, I guess. Nah. In theme, though.
I mean, you could be a dancing Jedi Knight, right?
Right.
So here's a question I want to ask. Then, you know, we've kind of dived with some of our favorite Star Wars games. What would be like a Star Wars game, or maybe a genre? Not in Star Wars, but in gaming that you would like to see Star Wars to, like, you know, somebody to make a game in that genre. Like, one of the things I'm thinking of is I would love to see maybe a good 2D style Metroid platformer type game again. I think that would be really cool.
It's like not stupid hard like the original Super Star Wars games on the Super Nintendo. Oh, yeah. Games were so hard.
Yeah, not like that, but just like, you know, something that is, you know, more modernized. You know, I'm thinking like Ori.
Like a 2D version of Fallen Order.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Ori.
But instead of a Jedi, maybe you're a bounty hunter or a smuggler.
Yeah, you know. Or something like, you know, one of the games I was really thinking that would be a cool, like, way to put a Star Wars spin on is like Shadow Complex.
Yeah, that game was rad, right?
So, you know, I could think like you could have your lightsabers to deflect bullets back to, or laser blast to back at enemies, or, you know, use different force powers as you're running through the, you know, different areas of whatever world that it is. So, I just think it'd be really cool, to kind of have that happen.
I'll do one of those. I would like to see an old school bullet hell, vertical scrolling shooter of Star Wars, Clone Wars era, playing as clones, but in the ships, like a bullet hell shooter against Separatist forces during all the different raids. And like underneath, like you could scroll through levels and you could watch like the Jedi fighting on the ground, and the ships would be flying above and have lots of crazy line scrolls and bullets everywhere and special power. It would be ridiculous, but it would be a lot of fun.
Sith?
I'm trying to think what they haven't touched now.
Well,
out of the two that you guys mentioned.
While you're thinking, I'm, you know, we're just shooting from the hip with this live show thing. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Fireman.
I'm going to
bring him on.
He's like, whoa. He's
just shooting from the hip while Sith is thinking. We can bring Fireman on here because he's got an idea. What, you know, Fireman, you know, before you get going too far, what, you know, give me some ones and twos so I can get your levels right as we get rolling here.
Hello.
Hey, there he is. Fireman, what's your
Jedi
idea?
Jedi Power Battles. Bring it back.
I never played that one.
Oh, it's amazing. It was like playing Star Wars, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You just had like Jedis just slashing and hacking everywhere.
Okay. So like Turtles in Time, Star Wars, like beat 'em up, like a Star Wars beat 'em up.
You know what? There hasn't been. You know what else? They need to redo. They need to make a real Star Wars fighting game because that Legend of Terra's Kasi game was garbage.
And I'm muted again. Come up with more ideas.
Never made any more.
Ah, man. Well, Seth, you got anything yet? I mean, if you don't, it's all good. You can always tell us about it later.
You know what? Just to be way out of there, they could do, you know, like City Simulator or Park Simulator.
That would be okay. Emperor Simulator, where you're
Empire.
Empire Simulator.
Yeah, you got the Death Star Simulator.
There you go.
That would be crazy.
Got to make sure your bots all go to the right place and the trash compactor is, you know, working the right. Yeah, I could see that. That'd be.
Yeah.
Got another one, but nobody steal my idea. I'm claiming it today, May 4th. 2021, the official Star Wars Battle Royale. Check it out. So, execute order, let's call it 27. I don't want to infringe any copyrights. But so they round up Jedi and make them kill each other, pretty much. So they throw you on this island, or whatever you call it, planet, pick a planet in the Star Wars saga.
I'm picking up what
you're putting down. Made to literally kill each other, and the winner becomes like Sith. So you're forced to literally kill each other. You get a blaster and a lightsaber, pick up different weapons from any Star Wars era, depending on what map you land on. And at the end, whoever wins technically like becomes a Sith Lord. I'm out.
All right. That is a unique idea. I didn't think of a battle royale, but I could get behind that, you know, especially a Jedi battle royale. That'd be, you know, battle royale is the new hotness. It is what everybody's into. So it makes sense to bring that into the Star Wars world for sure. Hop, Sith, anybody else have any final touches on the Star Wars deep dive we've been going on?
No, I just hope that now that they've reestablished like Lucas Gaming and they've opened the license up, that we're going to start to see some more creative takes. And I'm looking for there's a rumor that we're getting Battlefront 3 and Battlefield 6 in the same year. That's crazy if that's true.
Impressive. I mean, granted, all of DICE and several EA studios are working on was supposed to be Battlefield 6. So maybe you're right. Maybe they are doing something heavy handed. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, to me that screams Titanfall 2 shenanigans again.
Right.
So, I would be very nervous about what...
I feel like Star Wars is big enough that the Star Wars fans are going to buy Battlefront regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I you would think maybe, and maybe people that buy Battlefield don't really buy Battlefront. Like, you know what I mean? Not everybody likes to play all these genres of shooters. We'll see.
I mean, I will be one of the people that will admit Battlefront 2, as much fun as I had with it, it just wasn't my cup of tea for the long run. I don't know. I just didn't vibe well with the style of shooting and things. Like, I don't know what I was looking for or why I'm being so particular about it. Maybe I'm just being that guy. But I have fun. I almost always played it mainly because everybody else is playing it, right? That, and I enjoyed the social aspect more than I enjoyed the game itself. So I'd be curious to see what they do with it and if they made any changes. Maybe I was looking for something more similar to Battlefield itself or Call of Duty or something along those lines. That,
yeah.
And I just wasn't vibing what they were doing there. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think Star Wars is a ripe IP. It has so much potential to it. And, you know, so much potential to just be filled with a bunch of garbage, right? So, you know, hopefully, like you said, Lucasfilm Games will do the right thing and curate and really make it.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's kind of like a Marvel Studios thing where they're mm-hmm. kind of like making sure it hits all these checkpoints to
yeah, so
keep with their current canon.
As much as our ideas have come out and they've been wild, I hope that they keep up with canon, they keep things moving in the right direction. I will say the final thought I really have, and we've discussed this before, is I really think that it'd be great if Star Wars went to a different era than the Skywalker era.
Right.
We need to jump
really far, get away from the Empire era.
Well, they had done it at one point with Knights of the Old Republic.
True.
Right.
But
that was backwards. It'd be nice to jump forwards.
Forward?
Oh, that'd be a really interesting. Because, I mean, there's so much you could do with that, right?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you can, in essence, create a whole new pattern mm-hmm. of what could be rather than, you know, having to live with the established lore that has been created of the Sith and the Jedi and... You know, even before that with the, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank on, was it the High Republic is what they called it?
The Old Republic.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll be interesting. You know, it'd be awesome to see like a straight up Mandalore War. You know, like the original Mandalore War between the Mandalorians and the Jedis. Like, it'd be great to kind of see something in
that realm.
Because that would be a wild story to tell, and it'd be great to see it from the Mandalorian perspective rather than the Jedi perspective. So, you know, I just, we could, like you said earlier, Hop, we could go for like 3 hours with this conversation.
I could talk about Star Wars and Star Wars games forever.
So, you know, what I really would like to just say is for, you know, our listeners, just, you know, show up and you know, talk about Star Wars games, what you think would be a great genre or great idea for a Star Wars game that you would love to play. You know, they all can't be winners, you know, but it's something that you love and that's something that you would enjoy doing. And, you know, maybe like Fireman said, you can copyright it or trademark or whatever it is and make $1 million off of it. So but yeah, let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on. You know, May the 4th, by the time the episode airs, it'll be past May the 4th. But it's still a good time to chat about it anytime. And I'm sure Hop and I will definitely participate with that. You know, it's been another great, great episode. This is episode, you know, 9 of our third season. Episode number 2 of our live episodes. And I'm enjoying this, and you know, we hope to get more listeners, and we can just keep doing, you know, wild things by bringing people on the stage and just jumping into the conversation, like we brought Sith and Fireman Batista on. It's been a blast this episode. So I'm gonna go ahead and let Sith and Fireman, you know, give a little, quick little shout out to whatever they want to shout out to.
Quick shout out to, let's see. I heard Hops, he was talking about Metal Gear Solid, so I hope they have a nice run through on the HD collection on Xbox, even though the controls are not so great.
Thanks, Sid.
All right, Fireman, you got anything to shout out to?
I'll just say it was kind of cool. Never kind of jumped in the middle of a podcast. I was kind of neat. I like the format. I hadn't. I didn't realize it was that simple to just come on in, listen in.
It's new.
I got something to say. Yeah. Just throw in your hand up. Got some input that or latest news that maybe somebody was kind of wanted to add at the end there, new games, stuff like that. That was pretty neat. And then just kind of bow out and pretty seamless integration. So I like this part of the new and improved podcast.
Yeah, we're getting with the times, man. We're getting with the times.
Baby steps. Yeah. But appreciate you guys having me on for a few seconds.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Sir.
And
I appreciate it as well.
Mr. Optimus Fett, what is the deal, man?
What's the deal? I just want to thank everybody for listening to the Tagcast. If you're interested in some more science fiction and fun, check out my podcast, Retro Futures Culture, on ruminationsradionetwork.com. Hit me up here on Tag if you want to play any games. My gamer tag is in my Discord profile, and I'm going to let you roll us out, Finn.
Yeah, Fenrir765, just let me know, and I'll get down to playing any games. I'm pretty easy going when it comes to those things, so just tell me what game you want to play, and if I have it, I will get in there with you. So that's it for the AdultGamer.com community podcast, the Tagcast, episode 9 of our third season, and come join us on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. We would do it live, and maybe you can join us too. Catch you on the flippity flip.